We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
So the Food and Drug Administration Center for Veterinary Medicine has issued a warning, but it's unclear as to what that warning is about. Well, it sort of is and sort of isn't. I'll talk about it. It has to do with our dog food, but I'll explain what this is to the best of my ability in a couple of minutes. We'll talk with veterinary parasitologist Dr. Mike Dryden about all those ticks that are out there. And this is the... If there is a time of year, we're about entering it right now, when tick disease impacts dogs. Now, people can be infected by tick disease right now. People can. But people are most often affected in the spring into the summer. For dogs, it's the end of summer into the fall. And Dr. Mike Dryden will be here to explain why. And we'll also talk about why our cats are living longer than ever before. But I wonder what we can do, if we can do anything, to make it even longer. I mean, we want our pets with a good quality of life to be here as long as possible. We'll talk with the chief medical officer of Purina, my pal, Dr. Kurt Venator. But most of all, we're here to help you. I'm here to help you. We're here to help you. Who's we? Well, my producer is here. So other than that, it's just me. 866-554-7387, 866-554-PETS. It is toll-free, of course, and you know how I feel about that. If it's free, it's worth calling just to say, I made a free call. Let's go to the phones in North Carolina. Mari, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you. What's up?
I've got almost 7-month-old golden doodle, who just likes to lick everything. And, you know, we wanted her to just give us kisses, but now she licks the ground, the rugs, the bedspread, your toes. And it's something that I'd really like to stop. It's
okay.
Very compulsive.
Well, or maybe not. So here's
okay, so
here are the three possibilities. One is that if you began teaching your dog, which is fine. I mean, people do this. I've done it, you know.
Yeah, right.
Say, give kisses, you know, that kind of thing. And then your dog licks, and you're rewarding your dog for licking. Your dog could have been smarter than you thought and could be generalizing and doing this for attention. So I wonder if you're giving attention to your dog when the dog licks the sidewalk and the sofa and the rug and all that. If you are, withdraw the attention. And sometimes even negative attention can encourage a dog to do something that you might not want.
So I've been saying, leave it. And she's real good at that being a command, and she pretty much pays attention to that. That's the command when she licks anything.
Okay, so if the behavior can be interrupted, by definition, it likely is not a compulsive behavior.
Oh, okay.
So if it's a compulsive behavior, you can interrupt for maybe, if you can interrupt at all, which oftentimes you can't, you can interrupt for a second or two or three or four, and the dog goes right back to do it. I mean, the dog would look at you and follow, okay, leave it, or watch me, or whatever, and look up at you, and then go back to licking. And if your dog's not doing that, it is unlikely to be what we call a compulsive behavior, and dogs, like people, do have, or could have, compulsive behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that somehow, some way, you inadvertently took the licking thing too far, and your dog generalized, and sometimes even, and you've got to kind of figure this out, but if the command is leave it, your dog, or the cue is leave it, your dog might even be working for that cue to hear your voice and get
the reward.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you're
okay.
Probably praising the dog, as you should, if the dog follows the cue. So instead, I might think of giving your dog something else to do.
Okay.
You know, have your dog sit.
So give him a distraction, you mean?
Yeah. So, okay. So here's the best thing is, as your dog is about to lick, catch it before your dog does it. I know that's easier said than done. But
right.
If you can do that. The other thing is, I wonder if your dog only does this licking in your presence or does it just generally. And I suppose if you're not there, how do you know? You've seen both?
Yeah. I mean, she licks in my presence, but I've seen her, you know, lick the rug and things like that.
But you know what? I've left out, consider what I said, but I've left out really the most important factor.
Okay.
We now know, and this is actually new research, the dogs who do exactly as you describe may have a gastrointestinal issue and have, in other words, an upset tummy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the first thing that I want you to do is to actually see your veterinarian, and your vet may say at first, well, it could be a compulsive behavior, and it could be that you're, and say the same sort of things that I've said. But remind your veterinarian to look up what I just said, and your veterinarian will find it in a journal of the American Veterinary Medical Association because it's there, but it's kind of new. So dogs that are feeling nauseous or dogs that kind of have an upset tummy are more likely to, that's the, sort of the most common reason, especially the way you describe it, it probably isn't a compulsive behavior. So unless it is you rewarding your dog at some point, like I suggested, and your dog is doing this for some sort of attention,
right.
Then it probably is. And the first place, the first elimination I would look at is the possibility that this is gastrointestinal related. All right. So
that's something a vet can check out and see if there's a problem.
Well, your veterinarian will have a conversation with you about it, and then maybe depending on your dog's history, what your dog's stool looks like, the consistency, and how often and all these other questions that your veterinarian will ask, then your veterinarian may consider a transition to another pet food.
Okay.
And see if that helps.
Perfect. Yeah. I'd thought about that. Yeah, definitely.
But talk to your.
Really appreciate the information.
It's my pleasure. I'm happy to talk to you. Let us know what happens, Myrie.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you haven't done so, check out my blog. It's stevedale.tv. So all these things that I talk about on the radio, I often write about in great length. You know, radio time is a bit crunched. So an 800, 600-word story has a lot of detail in it that I sometimes can't offer on the radio. Also, these sometimes funny stories and videos. We go to veterinary conferences. We talk to experts from around the world, and you could see me talking to these experts. We make all these videos. One of my favorites that I recently did, I was a game show host of a game show called Dog versus Wolf. And veterinary nutritionist Dr. Lisa Freeman spoke with me about some of the differences between dogs and wolves nutritionally. And indeed, They are not the same. I don't care what those TV commercials say. In any which case, you could check all of that out on my blog, and that's stevedale.tv. Coming up next, the Food and Drug Administration, and I posted this on my blog when it happened, which was recently, said, we're concerned about some dog foods, and we'll learn why the FDA is concerned next.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Well, first, as a point of information, there's the Food and Drug Administration, the United States Food and Drug Administration that we all know about, I think. And there's a within that organization, there are a group that's called the Center for Veterinary Medicine. And they issued, I'm going to read it word per word because I don't want to get it wrong. We are concerned about reports of heart disease known as dilated cardiomyopathy in dogs that ate certain pet foods containing peas, lentils, other legumes, or potatoes as their main ingredient. So I'm going to stop here just for a moment to make a point of saying, I believe, well, I'm not certain, but I believe this is just with foods that have those items as the main ingredient. So if you read the ingredient list on the pet food package, so look at your dog or cat food now. This is just for dogs. But what they have in common is the list of ingredients is listed in the order of which there is the most. So if chicken, there is the most of, that's number one. If it's beef, that is number one. Whatever is at the top. And then when you get down, you read, I don't know, you read long names that, like with our own food, that I don't even understand what those things mean, to vitamin B or vitamin C or something else that's further down on the list. Okay, let me pick it up here. These reports are highly unusual as they are occurring in breeds not typically genetically prone to this disease, said Martine Hartenay, who's a veterinarian and deputy director of the FDA Center for Veterinary Medicine Office of Surveillance and Compliance. The FDA is investigating the potential link between dilated cardiomyopathy and these foods. We encourage pet owners and veterinarians to report cases of dilated cardiomyopathy in dogs not predisposed to this disease. Now, on my blog, I have a link, by the way, and you can go directly there. Now, let me continue. A genetic predisposition to dilated cardiomyopathy is typically seen in large and giant breed dogs like Great Danes, Newfoundlands, Irish Wolfhounds, St. Bernards, and Doberman Pinschers. The disease is less common in small and medium breed dogs, except American and English Cocker Spaniels. However, recently reported atypical cases have included Labrador and Golden Retrievers, a Whippet, a Shih Tzu, a bulldog, miniature schnauzers, as well as many mixed breed dogs. Early reports from the veterinary cardiology community indicate that the impacted dogs consistently ate foods containing peas, lentils, and other legume seeds or potatoes as the main ingredient in their primary source of nutrition. So here's something I've been talking about for a long time. I could not have predicted what I just read. And I know the FDA would be the first to say we need to understand exactly what's going on here. But when you see terms like all natural, or it's fine that, you know, dogs like sweet potatoes. It's good for them as it is for us. But every day, if we only had sweet potato as the primary ingredient, I'm not sure how good for us that would be. I'm not a dietitian. I don't know. But I do know what I just read, and it is disconcerting. And by the way, that specific type of heart disease in dogs typically is genetic and often breed specific. And what the FDA, again, is saying, we're seeing in all these dogs that we typically wouldn't see it in. So do talk to your veterinarian about that if you're concerned, and also about the type of and specific pet food that you purchase for your dog. I do believe that every veterinary visit, and we talked about this on the show with Kara Burns a couple of weeks ago, every veterinary visit, you should discuss diet. It's important. And changes in your dog's diet, changes in your dog's finickiness, if your dog is less or more interested in his or her food, all items that your veterinarian needs to know about. Coming up next, we sort of continue a conversation about nutrition, but specific to cats, with Dr. Kurt Venator, Chief Veterinary Officer at Purina.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Chief Medical Officer of Purina is Dr. Kurt Venator with some good news. Our cats are living longer than ever before. I think one reason for that is we're keeping them indoors. I mean, at least more and more people are. Not too many cats, if they're really kept indoors, are hit by cars or chased by coyotes. But it's also about nutrition that's changed. And it's not only what we feed our cats, I want to talk about that, but I also want to talk about how we feed our cats. A lot to cover in just a few minutes. So there is some notion that cats need, according to the internet, certain kinds of food. Rather than talk about what they don't need, what do they need?
Sure. What they need first is a high-quality advanced nutrition. And you want to make sure that you're feeding them appropriately. We know that obesity is a common condition that we see in many cats, and we know that it's bad when it comes to their quality of life and the length of their life. So we always encourage pet owners to have their annual or biannual visits with their veterinarian so trained professionals can assess their body condition. We know that obesity can lead to a variety of complication in cats, such as diabetes and even osteoarthritis. Mm-hmm. And that's sometimes difficult for a pet owner to pick up. Sometimes they notice that the cat may be slowing down, might not want to jump up anymore, look out the window. Some of those are telltale signs. But again, nutrition is so fundamental to health and well-being. And I'm not just saying that because I work for Purina. I'm saying that because I'm a veterinarian. And if you think about it, it's the one thing we do every day with our cats to help them thrive. We need to feed them. So what you want to do is you want to look for a food that is feeding appropriately for life stage and has the right protein to calorie ratio. Protein is a big thing when it comes to cats. Cats are obligate carnivores, so we want to make sure they're getting enough protein so they can maintain that lean muscle mass and have the energy that they need to enjoy their time in the house.
Now, despite the fact that our cats are indoors more and more, as I mentioned, they haven't fundamentally changed in some ways. They still need, and I do mean the word need, to hunt and to pounce. While feeding them out of a food dish, it seems to me they don't have that opportunity.
Certainly not in the wild. They do have to work at it a bit more, and their feeding patterns, as you know, can be varied. And there are a lot of nuances that a lot of cat owners may not even know about. For example, if you have a food bowl that's too small and their whiskers continue to hit it, that can be very off-putting to a cat. Also, where you feed them, things like distraction, noises, other cats in the household, perhaps other dogs or children, or even noises like music, that can be off-putting to cats, and sometimes may result in them eating less or maybe even drinking less and becoming dehydrated. So depending on your individual cat, and I would say just the parameters that you have in your household, you have to think beyond even just what's in the food bowl.
There's a product called the indoor hunting feeder, which is like it's supposed to replicate a mouse. And what you do is you put some kibble in there. You put two or three of these around the house. You train your cats to look for these. Doesn't take much training for most cats. And they move around. They maneuver these little things, and the food comes out. I know Purina makes a little plastic ball. Same idea. We have one of those. And our cat, Roxy, puts the ball around in different directions, and the food tumbles out. The idea is cats still like to hunt.
They do.
And they need to, I think.
And they do, if you think about it. It's that predatory behavior, and it's part of just their natural evolution over time. And so we often recommend multiple bowls, puzzle toys, other toys that allows them not only to get the proper nutrition that they need, but also the proper enrichment.
Yeah, I think it's exceedingly important. Now, and we know that, actually. We know that it's intertwined. So when cats have an environment that is unenriched, actually, that is related to a variety of illnesses that can occur in cats.
Yes. Yeah, and I think the ones, you know, when we think about it, again, we need to make sure that we have to look at it through the cat's eyes, if you will, and from their evolutionary history. Giving them an opportunity to perch up high, giving them an opportunity to sit next to a window, having the opportunity to have a cat scratching post, having different toys that you rotate each day, so it's not the same toy. All those things may sound very subtle, but they're very important to that cat's behavior. And again, we want to make sure that they're eating appropriate amounts. We want to make sure that they're drinking appropriate amounts.
And there's some new research out which indicates, okay, there's one type of diet that seems to be beneficial to help cats live longer.
Yes. At Purina, we're really excited about a new product we have. It's called Purina Pro Plan Prime Plus. This is for cats that are 7 years and older, and it's revolutionary. It's a proprietary formula that is showed to improve their quality of life and extend their life, all through nutrition.
I could never say that. I can, however, say Peter Pepper picked a pick of pickled peppers, almost. Purina, do that again?
Purina Pro Plan Prime Plus.
He did it. Thank you, Dr. Benader.
Thank you.
Next, it's you, your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS, toll free, 866-554-7387.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-526-9917. That's 800-526-9917. Call now. 800-526-9917.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Hi, Melanie in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Oh, how are you?
Could be better, but I'm here.
Oh, you sound like things are not going well.
No, not very well at all.
What's going on?
I have two snakes, and they have respiratory infections, and usually I would know how to take care of that, but we have a bit of a bind. We don't have any electricity, so I have no clue what to do for them now. If there's like any type of vitamin or any type of antibiotic or anything, I've called a friend of ours who is a zoologist And he said to put them out in the sun during hot days. Well, it's getting colder now, and that's the problem.
Right. I mean, they need UV light. And they also need, what kind of snakes are these?
I have a Colombian boa and a carpet python.
Okay, so maybe not so bad with these snakes that they can get away with somewhat higher humidity. But if they have a respiratory infection, you really do need to see a veterinarian who can do exotic medicine. Did your zoologist friend have any advice about that? You're right. They need the UV light. Your zoology friend is right.
No,
I get that.
He didn't. The thing is we're in a rural area that doesn't really deal with exotic pets such as snakes. Most of the people around here, the biggest thing they deal with snakes is either they kill them or they shoot them or, you know, they stay away from snakes.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, hopefully they're not shooting them or killing them, and you're not going to see boa constrictors slithering around Pennsylvania. They would only be pets, and there are veterinarians that do. How close are you from Philadelphia or Pittsburgh?
4 hours from Philly and Pittsburgh, too.
Well, two isn't too bad. I mean, there, I am certain, are veterinarians that do what they call exotics in a city as large as Pittsburgh. And maybe in the suburbs, and maybe those suburbs are closer to you than the city of Pittsburgh itself, which would cut down on the driving time a bit. But definitely, if they have an upper respiratory infection, you know, the thing about snakes is by the time we see there's a problem, it's pretty bad because they mask illness really well. So I'm concerned about their health. I'm also concerned over time about, I don't know how long you've, why don't you have electricity?
It's a long story. We're kind of fighting with the electric company.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we've been fighting with them for about 4 years now.
Well, they say don't fight with City Hall. I say you can fight with City Hall. But when they say don't fight with your electric or gas company, I think whoever they is that says that is right, because, my gosh, who wants to not have electricity or gas, you know?
Well, it's not by our choice. We've actually been trying to work with the electric company, but they're doing everything in their power to not work with us. So
it sounds to me like you need to move, but that's a whole other story. I don't know. I don't understand.
Unfortunately, we're at the point where we can't do anything.
How about a generator?
We had one. It died on us. My husband's on disability, and I'm waiting to see what happens with mine because my husband's a diabetic and he's a transplant patient.
Oh. How about, do they make...
I have issues, too, so...
Okay, do they make battery...
We've been without power since April 14th.
Wow. Do they make battery-powered UV lights?
I'm not sure.
Me neither. So I wonder if you can go online and Google that. In the meantime, if you cannot get a UV light, maybe you can adjust the aquariums where you have these snakes so they're at least near a window that might get some sun on those days that are sunny. So
we've been taking them out into the sun, and we've been putting them in an aquarium or just a cage that they can go into. And on cold days, we bring them into the house, of course, and we have a kerosene heater that heats up the house. So
yeah, the problem is that, you know, if you don't get this rectified soon, the days are getting colder and colder. And, you know, it'll be, I mean, these are tropical snakes. It'll be too cold, you know.
I have a friend who's probably going to take them.
Well, ultimately, that might be not a bad idea. The good news is snakes are relatively easy to care for. As adults, the snakes you described don't need to eat that often. Other than that, except removing the shedding from their cage, filling the water, and cleaning, there isn't much else to do if they have a UV light. But if they don't, then it makes life a little more difficult. That isn't right for them. But I'm concerned about their upper respiratory issue. So you do need, I can't do anything from here. I'm not a veterinarian who understands snakes, but you do need to find one because that could be a more serious issue.
Yeah. I feel like I don't know. I've had them for like 10 years, so.
Yeah.
This is just the first time I've had them without electricity. So
yeah, there's fluorescent lights, my producer's telling me, on Amazon, and they are UV lights. So go to Amazon.com. You know, I believe we could find all the answers to the Earth's problems on Amazon.com. If I had one, I'd send it to you, but I don't. So I hope I was able to help you a bit.
Well, you sent me in the right direction, so yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Melanie. Good luck with the electric company.
Thank you.
Coming up next, it's our email question of the week. And yes, indeed, one way you can reach me is email, steve@petworldradio.net. And something I feel very strongly about, and that is getting a diagnosis for real separation anxiety. I mean, it is one of the most common topics that you call me about at 866-554-7387, and that's fine. But it always isn't what you think it is, as this email may point out next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the program, it is Dr. Marty Becker, as he talks about an initiative that I feel very strongly about that has truly caught on like crazy in veterinary medicine. So veterinarians, veterinary nurses, but also dog trainers, dog groomers, animal shelter employees, such as veterinarians at shelters, can all be certified as fear-free. What is that all about? Entire veterinary practices now can be certified as fear-free, and it's happening all over the country. Why you should look for that certification is next week on the show.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard, a fox alarmer.
You've been hearing me say for a couple of years that our tick population keeps growing, and research is confirming that exploding population, according to Dr. Thomas Mather of the Tick Encounter Resource Center.
And I said, you know, there seems to be more ticks in more places than ever before, because I'd been collecting ticks for 25 or 30 years, and the more we look, the more we see that this is a phenomenon, that there really are more ticks in more places. We have a crowdsourced tick survey for America, and it is probably almost daily that we get someone saying in their report, I've lived here for 10 years and I've never seen a tick. I've never encountered a tick. This is my first tick. And so clearly there is more ticks in more places.
So the ticks are out there, but that doesn't mean your dog has to be their next meal. Speak to your veterinarian about an appropriate tick control product for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, a fox alarmer. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, Riley, my 7-year-old standard schnauzer is headstrong. He is house trained, but whenever we have a change in routine that he doesn't like, he'll lift his leg in the house. For example, when I had some extra time off and left the house, he immediately urinated on a table leg. My son has seen Riley doing this, and if I crate the dog, he's fine. I really think Riley is doing this to make a point, and he's succeeding. When we leave the house, Riley creates havoc with his pee. What should I do? It's from Valerie somewhere out there in cyberspace. Well, Valerie, dogs don't think vindictively as
we sometimes do, unfortunately. But dogs really don't. Dogs don't think, I'm going to get back at you. Now, dogs may be anxious because of something that's happened, like a change in the environment. However, the dog isn't thinking, going to bed on a Monday night thinking, she did that to me, so tomorrow I'm going to do that to her. Dogs don't, they really don't think that way. So that is not what's going on. Does your dog really have separation anxiety? Now, I'm going to go through some of a greatest hits list of what you should look for. And this isn't only for you. It's for all of those folks, because dogs who we assume have separation distress or separation anxiety might or might not. Maybe the dog wasn't house trained in the first place. Maybe the dog is anxious, and my guess, this might be in part your dog, about things going on in the house and changes that are constantly and too much for some individual dogs to keep up with. These changes constantly are going on. It could be that in older dogs, there's something called canine cognitive dysfunction syndrome. It's kind of sort of like Alzheimer's in people, and some of these older dogs will lose their house training, so it's not a matter of what they know or don't know. It's disease-related. So it can be any of those things, or a dog that wasn't house trained properly in the first place. So we may adopt a dog from an animal shelter, hooray for doing that, and then assume that dog has separation anxiety if that dog piddles when you're not home or causes another problem like chewing on the sofa. But it could be that dog was never taught how to be left home alone in the first place. So let me go through these. So here they are. A history of dysfunction, such as being adopted from a shelter or rescue or bouncing from home to home. So the thought is that dogs from rescues or shelters may be more likely to have separation anxiety. And while that is absolutely true, we think, perhaps, probably, to some extent, also consider the dog may have been relinquished to a shelter in the first place because the dog had separation anxiety. So it's not always because a dog was in a shelter, and certainly because a dog is in a shelter, it doesn't mean that dog is going to have separation anxiety. Follows owners everywhere like a Velcro dog. So you're there and the dog is always at your side, or at least someone in the home that the dog is especially connected to. Appears anxious before people leave the house. Vocalizes, whines, cries, and or barks when people leave the house. Urinates right after, minutes after, not an hour or two or three after people leave the house. Defecates after people leave the house, a dog that you think is house trained. When left alone, destroys objects in the home, such as ripping apart a sofa. Self-mutilate. Some dogs actually do that. They injure themselves. They chew on themselves in the owner's absence. Attempts to escape by biting at crates, trying to get out of those crates. That's why crates are not always the best idea for dogs with real separation anxiety. Doesn't eat when the owners depart. So you leave out not only maybe the dog's food, but even some really good treats. And the dog says, no, I can't have that. I'm too worried about that person not coming back. And over-enthusiastically greets people when they return. Now, all our dogs are happy to see us, but these dogs are especially almost crazy over the top happy to see us. So what do you do about it? That's too long to answer. I'm going to leave you hanging. But let me tell you this. You could check out more on my blog, and that is stevedale.tv. I will give you some very basic things to do. First of all, we can lower stress and anxiety, and your dog is, for whatever reason, I'm unclear. You know, I mean, I don't know. You didn't give me enough information, but your dog certainly has some of that. So one easy fix can be an Adaptyl collar. It's a copy of a pheromone that helps dogs feel more comfortable in their own environment. There's no downside to doing that. Second thing is speak to your veterinarian about it and even videotape the dog when you're not there so your veterinarian and yourself can see what's really going on with your dog. You can email me your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, the conversation about why we need to protect our pets more than ever before regarding tick disease with veterinary parasitologist Dr. Mike Dreyer.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Veterinary parasitologist Dr. Mike Dryden at Kansas State University, I do have a question for you. I have read in your veterinary publications this word on occasion from your colleagues regarding ticks and tick disease, calling it an epidemic now. Is that too strong of a word?
Probably not, Steve. It's really remarkable what we have seen over the last 25 to 30 years here in North America with the expansion of ticks. In fact, there's one scientific publication calling it ecological havoc. That's actually in the title of the paper in a peer-reviewed journal. So this is a bad situation. These ticks continue to expand, and the diseases they carry also continue to expand throughout the United States and Canada.
And the thing is, the tick disease, most of them that affect us affect dogs and vice versa. You would think because people can get so sick, and let me rephrase that, they are getting so sick, that it would be in the news more than it's been in the news.
Well, I think, you know, it's like anything, there's a little bit of just, it's been so common for so long, we're just kind of getting out of that news cycle. Because, you know, Lyme disease was, you know, huge in the news media, you know, in the 1980s and 1990s. But it's become so commonplace today that the news media has kind of moved on, even though the numbers of cases in the United States are just astronomical. In fact, the CDC recently basically put out an estimate that maybe only 10% of human Lyme disease cases are even reported anymore. This is a federally reportable disease, but it has become so common that doctors don't report it.
That's kind of scary.
It's really scary. So, you know, they see these numbers like 30, 35,000 cases on an annual basis. It's probably closer to 300, 400,000 cases in humans.
Now, the good news, and this you'll tell me, but this is the way I've always put it, you can actually do more to protect your dog than you can yourself. So it's good news, bad news, really.
Well, yeah, and we do have some remarkably effective tools today to protect your dog from Lyme disease. There are several incredibly effective vaccines that are no longer available even in the human market for a variety of reasons. But in dogs, these things are remarkably effective. They're remarkably safe. And in those areas of the country where we have highly endemic Lyme disease, I think you're foolish not to protect your dog. Then we also have basically tick products. And there are topical and there's even oral tick products. And yes, these oral systemic tick products work very, very well to protect your animals. So,
and we're not only talking Lyme disease here for the products you're talking about right now, but we're talking about a whole host of tick diseases, a long list. And it seems every year people who do what you do discover another one.
Yeah, it seems like we do. But you're right. You know, we talked about Lyme disease, where we have a vaccine for. But you know, we've got a lot of other disease out there. We got what's called anaplasmosis. We got three different forms of Ehrlichia out there. We got Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Yeah, I could go on and on and on. And the only way to protect your dog from those is an effective tick product.
And why do we need to do that?
We got to protect our dog because these diseases cause significant, clinical disease in your dog, and they can even kill them. Rocky Mountain spotted fever, which, you know, has been around a long, long time, it can be lethal. Not only to dogs, but just sadly even to us as well. So, you know, our dogs deserve better than to have ticks on them. Let's face it. In today, these animals are members of our family. Okay, and we need to protect the members of our family. And let's say, you know, you can walk down a trail and stay on the trail, but your dog's going to jump off into the foliage and get these ticks. And so we have to protect them.
But the ticks aren't only in the foliage, on the trail, somewhere out in the middle of wherever you are hiking. They're in Manhattan and Central Park. They're in Chicago and Lincoln Park. They're certainly in Boston and Commons Park, you know?
In fact, most urban centers today have tick issues because the wildlife are in urban centers. The number one is the white-tailed deer in eastern North America. And the white-tailed deer is the primary reservoir host for a couple of these ticks. One's the Lyme disease tick, Ixodes scapularis. And the other is the classic Lone Star tick in the south, Amblyomma americanum. And deer are bringing those into urban habitats. In fact, you know, you're up in the Chicago area, Steve, and there was a publication came out a couple of years ago where they were able to find the tick that carries Lyme disease in almost every city park in metro Chicago.
Yes, and a veterinarian who I know you know had a client in Chicago with a little white fluffy dog, never went to the big parks, just hung around the backyard, and this dog had Lyme disease. How does that happen? But it is happening.
It is happening. But first of all, we talk about, you know, well, deer are walking through our habitats as well. These ticks can also get coyotes. But the thing we underestimated for a long time, which has now been well studied, are migratory birds. Migratory songbirds will actually carry Lyme disease-infected ticks. And many of these birds will actually even carry the bacteria. And these birds light in your yard, the ticks fall off, and then get on you or your dog.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial.
BizTalk Radio.